Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 2 online courses. In this episode, we're going to talk about how witches feel the fullness of the gods versus the emptiness. As a lot of you know, I have depression symptoms, and when I think about the depression symptoms and I concentrate on where I'm feeling that, I feel it lower in my chest. Recently, I realized that when I feel the gods, I feel them higher up in my chest. Think about it. It really helps to know how you feel and where you feel in your body. I have 3 insights for you. The first insight is find where you feel fullness and the emptiness. Do you feel empty? Do you feel that there's no hope? I want to introduce you to a term called perceived emptiness. It's important to realize that perceived emptiness is a perception. A perception is not reflective of the whole truth. It's true, you can feel empty and sad at moments in time, but that's not the whole truth, or your whole life. Here's an example. I lost a dear friend of mine, and I mourned the loss, and I still mourn the loss. When I think of him, I'm grateful for the time that I had with him. So the grieving is next to the gratitude. And this relates to what I'm talking about with perceived emptiness. You see, I can perceive the emptiness, but I can also perceive the gratitude. They sit next to each other. And that's sort of how I think of the mundane life. These things just kind of sit next to each other. And now our second insight. Act with the fullness and shift away from the emptiness. Imagine what it would be like if you acted as though you were full. So many of us try to fill up the emptiness, and we spend too much time trying to do that. You start with pain, and you stay in the pain. For example, when I was young, I wanted to be a writer, but my dyslexia made me feel empty and incapable. But soon, along my path, I met my sweetheart, who writes and also serves as an editor. He recognized the value of my thoughts and that I could put them on paper. Even though I was full of doubts, I could act with fullness. The idea here is just to express yourself. So the gods called upon me to start a blog, but I felt empty because I didn't think I could do it because of my dyslexia. I would do the writing and get help, and then I could post my work. This became a weekly process. Soon after post, I had my first book. The act of writing for me at times is acting with fullness. At the same time, I still face doubts, but I just don't stay there. And now for our third insight. Recognize the fullness the gods placed in you. The gods put divinity within us. And divinity grows when we tend it like a garden. Many times, if we don't pay attention to that garden, we may start to end up having weeds and the garden empties of beautiful flowers. So the idea here is that we need to purposely tend the garden and to act with fullness. Some people may call this acting with faith. So in 2012, I started my blog, GoddessHasYourBack.com. And the next year, in 2013, I had enough material for a book. But before I started my blog, I had to take the first steps. So I had to step forward with faith. Hand in hand with the gods, they led me to my destiny. And if I look at the whole picture, and my destiny of being a blogger and an author was always set by the gods. So it seems that we have to really move beyond our doubts and enter into fullness. And now I will summarize. The first insight was, find where you feel the fullness and the emptiness. The second insight is, act with the fullness and shift away from the emptiness. And number 3, recognize the fullness the gods placed in you. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, GoddessHasYourBack.com. And moonwatersilverclaw.com. I also have two courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.